God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to guide our lives as we live as His children here in the earth is from the gospel lesson. From the gospel according to St. Luke. And in this, God tells us an amazing message. An amazing message of His son being born of a virgin. But He's got to announce this to somebody. He's got to announce this to people. So what happens is that the angel host appeared in the sky to shepherds. And this is an amazing part of God's message. Is He doesn't come to kings in castles. He doesn't come to people that are ruling over the lands. But He comes to shepherds. Shepherds who were in the fields, dirty, muddy, probably drizzly and horrible, and their sandals are covered with dirt and mud. They don't smell very nice. But God comes to these people and shows them a great light. And the angel host appears in the heaven and said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about that one little word, sign. In 1971, which predates a lot of people here, or a number of people, there was a group, and the group was called Five Man Electrical Band. And if you listen to oldies on the station, you may get this group, and they sang about a sign. And they began, "And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked up my head hair under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. And he said, 'You look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you'll do.' So I took off my hat and I said, 'Imagine that, huh? Me working for you.'" And then it goes into the response. "Sign, sign, everywhere a sign, blocking out the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do this. You can't read the sign." So many signs out there. Stop. Yield. Go. Detour. Follow this road. Follow that road. State Highway 55. I-35. All these kinds of signs are before us and can confuse us, bewilder us. Where am I going? And all of a sudden, now we have that GPS that's staring at us with all the little roads and everything. And she comes on and says, "Turn here, turn there." We're wondering about everything. And now we need to be quiet. We need to be quiet in our minds and our lives because God has given us a glorious sign. He has come to people, people like you and me, people who struggle in life, people who are dirty at times, people who are dirty with sin, dirty with rebellion, dirty with disobedience. And God comes to us. And He puts that sign before us that today is born for you, Christ the Lord. An amazing sign for the shepherds. But it's also an amazing sign for you and me. Because in this baby Jesus, born for us, is our redemption. for our salvation. In the Old Testament, God, through his prophets, told us and those people living at that time that God would send a Messiah. Now, in the Jewish thought, a Messiah was not someone to come and take away sins. Not someone to come and forgive sins. The Jewish thought was that a Messiah was going to come and rid the land of the Roman rule. The Messiah would come and have a utopia on earth, that in this select area, geographical area, with these select people, that God was going to have this fabulous, fabulous paradise. It's going to be the Garden of Eden over, made over for his own special people. So now, God comes and tells his people that he's sending his own son, Jesus Christ. And this one child will grow. And this one child will have ministry. And this one child will take upon his shoulders the sin of the world. All people's sins. Then and now and the future. And he will redeem all of us through his saving life and his saving suffering and his saving death on the cross and his glorious resurrection from the tomb. This is the message of Christmas. This is the message that lives on in our lives. This is the message we sing about. We sing about, oh, come, all ye faithful. God is calling us as his faithful children to hear his message of peace and joy that God has for each of us in this world. But sometimes we say, you know, God, you don't know what's going on in my life. You don't know the pain and the suffering that I have. You don't know all about the shingles that stalk me, about my heart that is not beating correctly or not pumping enough blood around. You don't know all those things that are happening. And God stands before us and he says, oh yeah, guess what? I created you. I know you. The psalmist says in the 139th psalm, I know the very essence of you. I know when you sit and when you stand. I know when you sin and I know when you ask for forgiveness. I know who you are and I know that you need Jesus in your life. So Jesus comes to us. He comes to us as the Word made flesh. And as John tells us in his gospel, the Word made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. So this very God sends his essence to us. And he gives us the sign. Not about freaky haired people. Not about people who trespass. Not about people who go into a restaurant shirtless and shoeless. He calls us his children who are dirty and filthy, rebellious, those who have turned away from God. Oh yeah, I can hear some of you saying, well, Pastor, you don't know. You have no clue. You've always followed God. And that statement would be entirely false. Because there was a time that I turned away from God. There was a time that I didn't follow him. There was a time when I would, yeah, go to church, not that much, and listen and say, God, you don't know. You have no clue. But this is our God who forgives us. He knows everything about you and me. And he knows that each of us
are precious in his sight. And so he sends his son to die for us. This is what Christmas is about. Yes, it's about getting the presents. It's about having family around us. It's about having that special meal. It's about that special gift. It's all about those things. But most importantly for you and I, it is about Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord who was born of Mary. Christ the Lord who was true God and true man. Christ the Lord was Lord of all and King of all. This is our Savior, our Redeemer. So we might sing about signs. And the last verse was kind of striking. And the sign said, everybody welcome, come in, kneel down and pray. But when they passed around the plate at the end of it all, I didn't have a penny to pay. So I took a pen out, the paper, and I made up my own little sign. And I said, thank you, Lord, for thinking about me. I'm alive and doing fine. Or anything but fine. With suffering tearing us apart, domestic abuse on the rise, killing, taking in innocent lives. This is a world that needs Jesus. This is a world that needs to hear about Jesus. It's a world that needs to hear about Jesus from us, from you and I. It's amazing that whenever I go to family gatherings or other things that I'm there, they say, Pastor, I have a few words. Pastor, would you have the prayer? Anybody can pray. Because Jesus is among us and Jesus is in us. Jesus is the reason we're here. And Jesus is the one who will continue to guide us, continue to feed us, as he does with his body and blood given and shed for us. So the sign for us, the sign is Jesus. The sign is the cross. The sign is God telling us, this is my beloved son, listen to him. In Christ's holy name, amen.